Chapter 3 The last few stubborn clouds above Canterlot were obliterated with a single swoop from Rainbow Dash. The Pegasus sped through each one with glee and watched as her rainbow trail broke through the mist. Rainbow Dash loved clearing the skies, but she loved helping her friends even more. To do both at once was her favorite. "Skies cleared and ready for the festival," Rainbow Dash announced with satisfaction. She took off toward the main plaza, where a vast amphitheater was being decorated for the evening's events. Maybe some pony needed a hoof with something else. "That looks awesome, Pinky!" Rainbow Dash shouted as she swooped past Pinkie Pie. The pink party pony was busy blowing up balloons and twisting them into fun shapes. Pinkie took a deep breath and blew into a red balloon with all her might. It inflated quickly, and a few seconds later, she had turned it into a perfect likeness of Discord. But before she could admire her hoofy work, the balloon sprung a leak and shot off into the distance.
"Heads up! Runaway balloon!"
Pinkie Pie squealed as she bounded after the fugitive straight past Fluttershy, who was busy preparing for the festival. The sweet yellow Pegasus spun around in surprise as her singing flock of chorus birds took flight in every direction. Nearby, Applejack was busy hauling her apple cider cart through the courtyard, giving out free samples to any pony she came across. After passing out a few mugs to grateful ponies, she trotted over to the stage area to check on its progress. Unsurprisingly, Rarity was keeping herself busy by delicately hanging bows along the edge. After she tied each one, she used her magic to place a beautiful gem in the center of it. The stage was beginning to look exactly as Rarity hoped it would. Perfect.
"Wow, Rarity, that's a fine job you're doing there,"
Applejack shouted to her meticulous friend.
"Course, it might not get done till after the concert."
Rarity had hung only three bows so far.
"Applejack, darling, any pony can do a fine job." Rarity turned up her muzzle and closed her eyes. "Twilight asked me, so clearly she's going for fabulous. And fabulous takes time."
The unicorn got back to work, carefully tying the next bow with love.
"Fabulous takes forever!"
Rainbow Dash butted in as she landed near Applejack.
"But awesome? That can get done in 4 seconds flat!"
Before Rarity could protest, Rainbow Dash darted over to her and grabbed the ribbons and gems. She zoomed around the stage in the blink of an eye. When the ponies looked again, the entire thing was finished. Rainbow Dash grinned.
"I could do it even faster if I did my sonic rain boom," she said proudly.
But it looked awful. The bows drooped and the gems were misplaced. Rarity cried out in despair. How was she going to fix this mess in time?
"No, no, no! Don't you dare! It looks wretched enough already!"
Rainbow Dash shrugged.
"Oh, come on! It looks fine!" "If you were raised in a barn!" Rarity huffed.
"No offense, Applejack."
"None taken!"
Applejack laughed good-naturedly and kept pouring mugs of cider. Her family just happened to have a barn, where she was born, and spent most of her formative years. Rarity rushed over to the mess and began to fix it. Fluttershy and Pinkie Pie trotted up to help, but before they could, every pony noticed that Twilight and Spike were approaching. They were hidden behind a huge scroll with a checklist on it, which meant the friends were probably at peak pre-event stress levels.
"Hey, Twilight!"
every pony chorused cheerily. Rarity smirked at the little dragon.
"Hello, Spike."
Spike waved back and blushed pink with embarrassment. After all this time, he still had a crush on the glamorous pony.
"How'd it go with the other princesses?"
Applejack smiled brightly.
"They like your idea?"
"Not exactly,"
Twilight sighed heavily, reliving the meeting and feeling just as bad all over again.
"They think I can make today perfect without their magic."
"And they're absolutely right, darling."
Rarity moved closer to Twilight.
She just needed some extra support. This festival is your brilliant idea, and we all know you're up to the task, Rarity assured her. Twilight bit her lip, unconvinced. But what if she wasn't? What if Songbird Serenade hated the stage? Or No Pony made a new friend? If she failed at the festival, then who was she? Not the Princess of Friendship, that's for sure.
Twilight!
Pinkie Pie bounded over and took Twilight's face in her hooves.
Look at me!
Pinkie's stare was all sorts of intense, and her bushy fuchsia mane sprung out wildly.
This will be the biggest celebration Equestria has ever seen! You cannot fail! The pressure is intense! It's almost too much for any single pony to handle!
Pinkie squealed. She really wasn't helping Twilight's nerves.
But you have us!
Pinkie finished with a cheesy smile. She gestured to Rainbow Dash, Fluttershy, Rarity, and Applejack.
So stop worrying!
Twilight's friends gathered around her and enveloped her in a group hug.
We got this! They all shouted together before erupting into a fit of giggles.
Twilight smiled in spite of herself. With the help of her friends, she'd have no problem getting everything just right. All they had to do was make it fun. Applejack started to hum a tune. Soon enough, every pony was singing along together as they worked to ready everything from the epic stage to the decorations, the food, and the games.
We got this! We got this together! Twilight sang along as she trotted past the booths.
It was finally beginning to feel as if the forecast would be nothing but sunny skies and a perfect festival when all of a sudden, splat! Twilight found herself encased in the middle of a gigantic, sugary, buttery, fluffy, colorful cake?
Pinkie! Twilight whined, stepping out of the gooey mess.
Dollops of frosting and sprinkles slid down her mane and wings, and a single lit birthday candle had landed precisely on her horn.
Oopsie! Guess my easy bake confetti cake cannon needs a little more fine-tuning!
Pinkie laughed, popping out of a giant contraption. The ponies who had gathered around gasped in shock. But the glances and gasps from the crowd weren't directed at Twilight at all. They were for some pony even more special. The star of the show.